I'm really resisting being
crude.
Totally rude. And crude. Yeah. What kind of melons did you bring there, Farmer Megan?
I brought cantaloupe and watermelon.
How has melon season been this year?
Melon season has been really good. We've harvested probably thousands of cantaloupe and watermelon at this point. This year was the first time we've experienced raccoons really enjoying our melons, too.
Oh, weird.
It's very weird. They dig a perfectly sized round hole into the melon and then empty it out.
Put their whole body in there or something?
We had some melons that had like a little handprint on it from the raccoons, and they just scoop it out clean.
Man, maybe they just got sick of just eating trash. Yeah. And like, hey,
this is much more delicious.
This is delicious.
Professora Belmonte and I moved to the Pioneer Valley in 2002, and one of the things that we fell in love with immediately was the farm culture and the idea of a farm share, that you could, in advance of a season, pay money to a farmer and then go throughout the season to pick up vegetables. And we started right away at Riverland Farm on 47 in Sunderland. And we stayed with that farm forever until they stopped offering farm shares, not only to me, Professor Belmonte, but Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, who is not here today. Alex Breitniker is here from CESA, the local hero folks, but also from Riverland Farm, Megan Arquin, who I call Farmer Megan all the time, because you and your husband, Rob, you were my farmers for the longest time till you broke up with me.
It broke my heart, too.
That's an interesting decision to make, because we do live in a place where there are lots of farm shares. And then you made the decision, or Riverland was doing farm shares 17 years ago, at least, when I was moving to the Valley, and then made a decision to not do that anymore. So talk about the farm business aspect of that kind of decision.
A big part of it was we were losing some access to where we could do distribution from. And so we were considering whether we could go into debt to build a whole new share room and parking lot and a place for the members to come and pick up. And we also had noticed there had been a shift in the number of members that were coming to join the farm. And I think because there's such accessibility in this valley to local vegetables, people were finding places that might have been closer or fit better in their life. And so that was another part of it that made us move to going more towards wholesale. And we felt like because of such accessibility that all of our beautiful members would find a place, find a new home, or at least find our vegetables in the new places that we were selling them.
So it wasn't me.
No, absolutely not.
It was you.
It was all me.
So now Riverland, it's still there. You're still farming. So now what does wholesale look like for Riverland, and to whom are you selling?
Well, we sell to many different places in the area. We sell to River Valley Market, Greenfields Market, the Atlas Farm Store, the Simple Gifts Farm Store. A lot of different producers like Real Pickles and Appalachian Naturals. And then we sometimes will help other CSAs kind of boost things that that didn't do well for them or that they're not growing anymore. I mean, a big part of it that I miss, but it makes it easier, is the people interaction. I was always fueled by that. Oh, I made this for dinner last night.
Yeah.
Or thank you so much for everything you're doing. You know, that fueled the day-to-day working that we do, which is...
But now you don't have to deal with all the cranky farm share members
exactly.
Either.
Well, I mean, I think more just like the logistics of that. You know, we became farmers and we were really good at farming, but putting on those hat to be the people person or the office person or doing the website and all those other things were challenging at times. And then having such diversity of crop so that the members could have maybe not go to the grocery store to get all those things. You know, we found that there'd be a couple of crops that we did that wouldn't be doing well at the height of the season. And so we tried to trim that back to the things we knew we could do well.
What are those things? What are the things that you feel you are doing well?
Well, we do carrots really well.
I remember your carrots.
We do, yeah. Onions, we do very well.
I remember your onions.
We do tons of melons, watermelon and cantaloupe.
It'd be weird if I said I remember your melons.
I know, it would.
And one cool way that I will be able to experience the wonderful farm food of Farmer Megan and Riverland Farm on 47 in Sunderland is at the Fall Harvest Celebration, a benefit for CESA, 9/19/19.
You got it.
At Valley View Farm in Haydenville. Where is that technically looks?
Williamsburg.
Yeah, that line right there.
North of Williamsburg,
yeah,
yes.
Tell me about that, Alex.
So this is CESA's annual fundraiser, and Wheelhouse is catering it, and Wheelhouse is buying from Megan and Riverland, and we're super excited about that. And it is going to be on Thursday, September 19th, like Monty said. There's going to be a bluegrass band.
Ooh.
There's going to be an open bar.
What?
Beer and wine. Local beer
now
and
I'm
wine.
Definitely coming.
Outside fires.
Yeah, it's
beautiful setting.
It's an amazing place to go to an event, and I've been to lots of great events, including other CISA events that have happened there. And it's a wonderful way to experience the harvest from so many of our local producers that CISA is always touting, and also to support them in their work to make sure that that will go on into the future. It's a great event. I will be very glad to experience the Riverland food again from Farmer Megan and Farmer Robin. You're two kids now?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're probably like in college at this point,
no,
right?
No, my gosh, no, not yet, but it feels like it's right around the corner.
And you can support CISA, the local hero folks, 9/19/19, the Fall Harvest Celebration. Find out more information at buylocalfood.org.